Let's try that again. So Millie and I went to the Tates on Wednesday. The Tate Award, prestigious celebration of Aotearoa independent music, brought to you by IMNZ, and named after the legendary music journalist Dylan Tate. There can only be one winner, but all of the finalists were really, really amazing this year. Of course, the winner of the Tate Music Prize was Marlon Williams for his record Te Whare Te Weka Weka. And then we also had the Best Independent Debut winner, which was Geneva AM with Piki Piki. The Independent Spirit Award was presented to Carmel Bennett. And the Outstanding Music Journalism Award to Rosa, Flynn and Sam from Musician Magazine. And of course, the Mint Chicks took home the IMNZ Classic Record Award with Crazy Yes, Dumb No. Millie and I sat down with the winners after the ceremony. We're going to listen to a little package of that now, starting with Millie's chat with Carmel Bennett of Music Helps.
Your involvement with Music Helps.
During COVID, I was at a loss for something to do, so they asked me to come in and warm a chair. That was 5 years ago.
Now it's on fire, baby.
When we have situations like happened at B a couple of years ago, where we lost a very dear friend, Music Helps will bring in counselling and help out us.
Yeah,
our community.
I think, thank you for your help with all of that.
Oh, not my help. Music Helps help.
Music Helps help. Yeah.
That sounds like a Wiggles, start to a Wiggles song. Yeah.
Music Helps help.
Music Helps help.
Should we write it?
You know,
right now.
You know. Hot potato, hot potato. I toured with them.
But I do. Oh, did you?
Yeah.
Jesus.
We had gigs at 10 o'clock in the morning, 3 o'clock in the afternoon, in the pub at 5.
And you've also had a significant involvement with the power station.
Well, yes. So.
What a place, right?
I started working at the power station in 1990. That's probably before you were born, right?
Yeah, well before.
Yeah, shut up. So I ran the power station. I had no idea what I was doing, but back then you learnt on your feet. So I was there till 94.
Mm-hmm.
And then 8 years ago I was not in good shape, I'll admit it. And Peter Campbell, who's the owner of the power station now, went, "You want a job?"
Mm-hmm.
And I've worked with him for 8 years now. That's kind of how I've lived my career.
Yeah, yeah.
Without saying no.
Yeah.
Which has given me all these opportunities that I wouldn't have had otherwise.
100%. So I know you're not into titles.
No.
But what if I called you the original gangster yes woman?
My daughter would love that.
Original gangster yes woman is here with me. I've got Rosa, Sam and Flynn from Musician here, who have just won the Independent Journalism Music Journalism Award. The excitement is palpable. How are we feeling? Congratulations, first of all.
Thank you.
We're very excited.
Oh, gladly, so excited.
It's stoked, and we feel very privileged.
Yeah, I think we've never felt closer in excitement, the three of us. We've been physically closer, but never this excited. We've already had at least double the free beers that we had before we won the awards,
yeah,
so it's
good.
Been a big win.
It's only right. That is the way to do it, I think. Second year being nominated, and you guys have won this time. It feels like quite a long time coming. There's been a lot of really hard mahi for you all, making Musician happen, and I'm sure it's feeling as though this is a prize not just for you three, but also the entire community that makes Musician possible.
100%.
Yeah, 100%. I feel like that is always the thing we come back to, is like, it is us three kind of being the, like, the editors, I guess, but there are so many incredible people who contribute, and not just across like the last issue, but across every issue, across online, like just like coming out and supporting. So yeah, every kind of like win that we have, not just like an actual award win, but like win in general, it feels like a huge win for the community. At least that's how we see it.
And that's something I feel like you guys deserve your flowers for, is like musicians, you three putting on this amazing thing for all of these artists and platforming them, but also giving all of these young writers and creatives who are wanting to get into the world of journalism a chance to, you know, be a part of the community. It's community building stuff, so
there's so much that goes into it.
Yeah.
Like, be way beyond the artist, and it's like, it's, as you say, so important to us to be a part of the whole breadth of it.
Yeah, it's kind of crazy to even feel as though the world of like print journalism, radio, and you know, the online behemoth that is under the radar can even be like compared to one another, because it's different mahi.
I think like it's funny because like you're all in the same room and you just feel so a part of it. So the fact that like someone has to win is such a weird vibe because like BFM are such part of like who we interact with, who we're a part of under the radar. Like you're.
You can't go to gigs and not interact with UTR. Mm.
So it just feels like weird that like there is a winner, because like ultimately it's like everyone had to work together and do their part to make the music ecosystem what it is.
Best independent debut, Geneva AM, Picky Picky. Congrats.
That was crazy.
That was really crazy. I had like many, many tears in that speech.
I wasn't trying to make people cry, but I was also trying not to cry. Yeah.
You held it together really well.
Yeah, I was dissociating, that's why.
Yeah, nice.
I had an out-of-body experience.
So I was like, hey, entire music industry, I'm winning.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was weird.
Yeah, mean.
Because I was setting myself up for failure. I've got like a really strong inner saboteur.
Oh, true.
And I was like, the finalists are good, you know? And maybe I just got a double nomination because they're just like, great job. Highly commended.
Nah, pretty awesome record, man.
Yeah. But you know, I was up with some really great people and I was like, that's fine. Like, I get it.
Sort of like music is the real winner.
Music is the real winner, that's true.
That's my poem for you. I'm not from the future, but...
What is your poem for me? I want you to write an acrostic poem for me next time we see
you. A Geneva AM acrostic poem.
Oh, should it be?
G stands for great. E stands for...
No, I'm not trying to put you on the spot, but I feel like G stands for great is the entire
that's
poem.
All,
that's all we need. We're like way too familiar with each other.
I know. We can't do this thing anymore.
I'm a BFM alumni, so...
It's a win for BFM.
This is BFM's award. Oh,
did you guys hear that? Did you get that?
Yeah.
It's BFM's award.
I'm sorry all the other ones.
Now everybody's crying at home watching this.
Yeah, we all love you. We love you guys so much. Oh. But yeah, I was Morning Glory Mondays.
Yeah.
For 5 years.
Were. Yeah, you fucking were.
And then you got into the scene and everyone got in there and they just kept it going and they just did a fantastic job.
And that's the circle of life.
So yeah. Should I hand this over to you now? Or?
Everyone, we're here at the Tate Music Awards and I'm joined by Commie, who's representing the Marlon Williams Whānau, who have just won the Tate Music Prize for their record. It's so, so exciting. How are you feeling in this moment, Commie? I know it's a huge achievement for you as well.
I'm buzzing in a frazzled but good way.
Yeah. It's been a huge night. I also feel a bit frazzled. Yeah. That like red carpet at the start was lots going on. Yep. Lots of moving parts.
Been to a couple of these kind of events before, and it throws me off. but not too badly. Yeah, it's good.
You know,
yeah.
Marlon Williams couldn't be here. He's in Norway on tour, as he does.
Marlon Williams does, yeah.
But you're here, and you know, you were a huge part of this project as well, so I want to take a moment to give you your flowers. You know, it's a huge achievement for you.
Kia ora.
I'm sure that, you know, winning this award and being part of this team is feeling quite special for you in this
moment. Yeah, absolutely. Like, it's, once again, what you said there, it's about the team, everyone that put in the mahi to do this, like, beyond just me and Marlon sitting down together, writing and making tunes up, and him taking some of my punky songs and rap songs and turning them into what's on the album. Yeah. It's about everyone who contributed through to the recording, the Yarra Benders, the boys, Gus, Dave, and Ben, Willie. It's about everybody that contributed to that, and not just the now, but the past of all of the past, particularly Māori composers of the past through to now as well. So, and Marlon borrowed referenced a lot of old timey from Mōtearea together. He showed me some new cool stuff, or new old stuff, and even just stuff from the 1940s, 50s and 60s Māori music. He introduced me to a whole lot of that stuff, which influenced the writing and the album too. So So it's about everybody. In that community, not just the living now, but those in the past and those yet to come.
A really iconic record that will be loved for years to come, May. So
yes, yeah. It's a classic, yeah. I've got to say.
Classic. Yeah. You heard it here first. We've got the Tate Music Prize to affirm. It's engraved on the back. We haven't quite scratched in Commie's name yet, but we're working on that.
We'll scratch my name in there. Yeah. Feet Commie.